Well, I mean, I think, you know, some of it's obvious with deadlines, and as far as they don't start till March. So, you know, we're going to take the full amount of time to gather information and visit and build a relationship and, you know, hopefully make the best decision for our organization. You know, again, it's about bringing people together. It's been my experience. And, you know, that's offense, defense, special teams, personnel. You're dealing with people. Much like I said in there, it's just, you know, having good people and motivating them to be the best they can be every day. And so, you know, I'm not smart enough to do it any other way or be any other way, you know, but I can say I've had experience doing it. And I think it's worked in the past, and I think it's got the opportunity to work going forward. Well, I mean, I think, you know, you're looking to improve, you know, and I think it starts, you know, every day, you know, whether it's acquiring personnel or in your scheme, offense, defense, kicking game, how you execute. You know, this game is a performance-based business. And, you know, I'd rather, at this point, you know, understate and overproduce, but, you know, drawing on earlier experiences, you know, I think you don't put a ceiling on it. So, I mean, I think if you just keep the focus small and improve every day, that you can get where you want to, and that's winning games. You know, I think they're both so similar. You know, most people that even call themselves a 4-3, we were one in Denver, you know, they're a hybrid of the 3-4. And I think, you know, when I started in this league in Pittsburgh, we were a 3-4 defense. I think, say, the primary advantage of the 3-4 is you're not locked into which outside guy's rushing. And I think that's a tremendous advantage in today's game, you know, even to the point where you got guys that are a little bit comfortable in dropping, and you can drop eight with today's spread offenses and some of the things people are doing with empty sets, that, you know, that's an advantage. So, you know, I think going back to that, you know, again, this is changes every year, like all fads in this league. So, but I'd say that's the primary reason. We'll continue to evaluate, you know, the total package, and you know, if we deem it he can help us win, then all of the above will be part of that evaluation. Well, I think, you know, on defense, I'd say Fuller was a guy that, you know, really my evaluation is more from what he did in college, where we had him in the draft process, than it is completely on Bear tape. But, you know, I'd say, you know, a young player like that, a core guy, you know, he was a first round pick. I think he has the right kind of tools to be, you know, a guy that can lean into that leader spot as he goes. You know, I think Ratliff has been still a good performer. He's been in the league for a while at a high level. You know, those are just to name a couple that, you know, still have a lot more work to look at and see where we put them. It's about explosion, change of direction, you know, people look at arm length or length as a player to rush the passer. You know, really, those guys are your 4-3 ends that happen to stand up and drop some. So you're looking for very similar traits. And then, you know, how much they love football and how competitive they are.